This is the cutest kid I've ever seen in my life.
And he's so photogenic, telegenic.
He's the cutest kid I've ever seen.
He just stares right at the camera. Look at him.
I want to take this kid.
Hi.
Is he always, Will always this nice?
Say hi, William.
You want to go to Dada?
He is. He's a pretty personable guy.
You guys were worried that he might not hold up. I'm more worried about you than I'm worried about him. Look at him.
I know. Mom said she was nervous, but do not be. We're going to be totally, just talk like we were just talking during the break. I promise.
And,
fine.
The pressure's off because I got an announcement to make.
Go ahead.
And I got a question, a big, big question. Here, this was just handed to me. This is amazing. It's 8 o'clock, 8:07. We're doing well. We're ahead of last year's pace. Our Vela Tope board is cranking. But we just got a call. A friend of Kirk Minahan just called.
Okay.
He will match all donations this hour up to $100,000.
Wow.
You have a friend who has $100,000? I don't. I've never had.
I guess. I don't. I would say.
And he said, this is in honor of Kirk Minahan because he decided not to step in front of a train.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Kirk.
I would say that
it's good to have you.
That's very nice of him to do that.
First of all, I didn't know you had any friends. Secondly, a friend with this kind of dough?
This is a great guy who I know. He does not want to be mentioned. He's no interest in that.
Well, since when do you
great guy.
Listen to anybody's requests?
Well,
what's his name?
No. He hates it.
What's his initials?
He purposely asked.
How old is he?
He's about our age.
How do you know him?
He lives in town, Lexington.
Lives in town, and he likes you?
I don't know that, but I would say that I can send the text he sent me, if you'd like, last night, where he said that I'm the only person at the station he likes, is what he said. And
really?
He said, he said that he also doesn't like some of the forces that are against us.
So, God
bless. His way of doing it, yes.
Yeah, he doesn't like me, but I love
him.
No,
he likes you, and that's $100,000.
So if you can, he can get off easy. If we don't get other people to donate,
correct.
He won't have to give $100,000.
Correct.
He will give $100,000 to match all donations in this hour, so call 877-738.
Is that not unbelievable?
It is incredible.
$100,000.
I don't think I have a friend who has $100.
Well, look at the guys you grew up with. I would think that's definitely true.
It's
$100,000 this hour. $100,000. He will match you. We can raise $200,000 this hour. 877-738-1234. $200,000. To match my pal who makes that donation.
And you know who else is going to help? Will.
And it's going to help Will Holbrook.
Our little buddy Will Holbrook.
17 months old. Is the cutest kid you've ever seen in your life. He's with his parents, Jake and Stephanie. They're from Beverly. He's cracking up
right now. Is he?
Yes, he is. Look at that.
He's throwing a little baseball around with the photographers.
There you go.
He's hamming it up for the cameras.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great today.
Great.
Thanks.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Will and how you wound up at Dana-Farber.
Well, we found out about his diagnosis in January, so he was 10 months old at the time.
Okay.
And our pediatrician was great. He said, you know what? Something's going on. He's not gaining weight. I'm just going to send you right down into Boston. We're not going to mess around with this. And that's how we ended up at Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund Clinic, and where we got the news about his hepatoblastoma, which, in his case, had spread to his lungs. So it's a pretty rare cancer.
Right. When you hear that word, do you have any idea what's going on or no?
No, I was literally asking how you spell it,
right.
Honestly,
sure.
That I could look it up after that conversation.
And then what are you thinking?
Your mind's kind of racing, you know. It's a lot to absorb, but I would say that one of the great things about living where we are is our access to world class facilities like that. And within the first week, I mean, what he has is a 1 in a million disease.
Really?
And in that first week, we were already talking to an expert doctor on hepatoblastoma at Dana-Farber.
So things get better, or do they get scarier as you're, from that first day on?
I would say it gets better because as you're able to talk to these experts, and the biggest thing we wanted was the plan, right?
Right,
we said, okay,
sure.
We got the news. What's the plan? How are we going to tackle this thing? And we sat down with the doctors at Dana-Farber, and we put together a plan. They took us through the options, and it's cutting edge. Because
and he's had surgery and chemo already?
He has, yes.
How does he handle that?
He's a tough, tough kid.
He looks it. He's not squawking him. He's a little restless, but he looks like he's having a good time.
He is. Well, now that he's feeling better, he wants to really be on the move.
Do we have enough for these baseballs?
We're running out of baseballs.
We're firing baseballs around the studio.
Let's see if this will do the trick. But he's, he's...
God, what do you call those little bracelets, those rubber bracelets? He's got one of those, and that's kept him happy.
Look at the smile on this
guy, buddy.
Huh?
You can tell that he's a fan favorite. He's always smiling
no matter
what we put him through.
It doesn't look like he's losing weight anymore.
No.
No. He's not. He's done a great job
he's
of putting some
okay.
pounds back on.
He is, yeah. He definitely has, you know, he dropped off a little bit, but then we were able after the surgery to get him back to eating formula and a little bit of solid food. So he's tanked up a little bit. He's got those rolls back, which we like
How
to see.
How does a one-year-old do chemo? Do you get, does he sleep? How do you sit still for?
It's hard. I mean, he wasn't feeling well, so he was a little lethargic at the time, so he would sit still for that. But it's hard when he's not feeling well because you don't know why, because he can't talk to you.
Right.
And I think that was the hardest part, you know, as a mom and a dad, to just see him not feeling well and crying.
Right, where does it hurt?
Yeah, where does it hurt? And he can't really tell us. And that's, you know, that's the tough thing about having a baby with cancer.
He had his last treatment in July?
He did July 17th and 18th, was his last chemo.
And he's feeling good right now?
He's feeling great.
He's feeling good, yeah.
If you want to mention it, but we just found out that he's officially in remission.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Which is fantastic news. So we're thrilled about
Will.
That.
Yeah.
Atta boy, Will.
He's done a great job.
He's in remission already, and he's 17 months.
Yes.
Man,
yes.
Kids lived a tough life so far, huh? When does he get to just enjoy being a kid?
That starts now.
Yeah.
You know, it's little things like going to the splash pad at the park and not having to worry about germs and chasing them around and just letting them have fun. And, believe me, he thought that was the best thing ever. So he's doing great.
What is
hepatoblastoma?
Hepatoblastoma.
It's a type of liver cancer.
It is.
That in his case did spread, but you know even with that diagnosis, they had great treatment plans there. And I believe he's one of, if not the first, to go through his specific type of treatment at that facility. So, you know, it is really cutting edge medicine.
Ever think
about
well, I mean, the chance that you live here and you know, to the proximity you are to Dana Farber, if you live somewhere else in the world or if you lived at another
different
time
in history.
I always think of that.
Right.
Like,
I'm guessing even 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago. And, you know, when we first found out, we were looking on the internet about hepatoblastoma, and what we saw was, you know, really scary.
Really?
But then, you know, talking to the doctors, they kind of walked us through the last 10 years and all the clinical trials and the progress that they had made, and that's thanks to donations. And so, you know, now even for a child like William, who's stage 4, you know, the chances are pretty good that he can live a long and happy, healthy life, which, you know, we're so thankful for. And you know, we're thankful that we're near Dana-Farber, where they do that type of research.
Wow, he's a TV star. He's not saying much, but he's a TV star.
He doesn't have to. I mean, like I said before, there's no better advertiser for the Jimmy Fund.
It would help on the radio if he said something. You
that's
know?
True. That's a good point.
People
but, I mean, he's 17 months, Charlie. What do you want him to do?
He's 17 months, and as Kirk said, the cutest kid
he's
you've
the cutest
ever seen.
I've ever seen in my life.
Big blue eyes, smiling away.
He's quite
his belly's hanging cheeks. Out.
Yeah.
look at the belly hanging out, just having a blast.
What does he like to do?
He likes to dance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, as you can see, he's pretty active.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah,
17 months is kind of, you're starting to sort of figure stuff a little
he
bit.
He loves dinosaurs and balloons, it says, just like Chris Curtis.
That's true. He likes to dance.
The same
like Chris.
Hair as Chris.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Chris right there. He's got a big smile, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he loves Lisa.
Oh, yeah. He sees Lisa. Yep. They're
look
in love
at that.
Lisa. Yeah, he loves dinosaurs. He loves walking around right now. He loves being outside. And, you know, the new thing is going to the playground for him, so he couldn't be around kids before, so he loves
now
that.
Now he can do it, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
So he needs a dog. So he needs.
You know,
I sound
agree.
Like his mother. Now I'm really outnumbered.
Mom.
He'd be great with a dog. No, Dad, you're not, that's...
It's over. I'm going to lose that battle.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Kirk
there's
lost
no
that battle. He has a dog. He hates the dog.
I do hate the dog, but the kids love the dog. That's the way it goes.
So it's worth it.
That
every
is definitely
kid
worth
needs
it.
A dog, especially this kid.
All right, can't you picture him with a dog?
Yes.
Is this not the cutest kid you ever seen in your life, Lisa?
I mean,
is it unbelievable?
I love him. I get no work done when he's in clinic.
You know, William doesn't let a lot of people hold him, but he does let Lisa hold him. He loves Lisa.
Oh, see, I was hoping to get a chance, but it's not going to happen.
No.
Not going to happen.
He plays hard to get.
Yeah, that's okay.
He does, yeah. He does.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, so he's in remission, which is, that's fantastic. That's so great.
Thank you.
Lisa,
thanks.
You've been at the clinic for 26, how many years?
Yeah, 27 years.
27?
Yeah.
As Dina would say, so you started when
I
you were
know.
12.
No, I'm old now, yeah.
Do you ever think about what the fate would be for certain kids 25 years ago when you started and the progress?
I mean, I saw it. You know, I saw those kids that there was no hope. And, you know, we just celebrated his last treatment. And I actually did it. It was one of my favorite tweets because it was pretty much, everyone.
That's right. I retweeted that. Give me some credit here.
Jerry retweeted it.
This segment is not about you, Jerry.
So, it was, the whole idea was everyone who wants to be in with Will come into the picture, and there was no room.
Right.
There was no room, because I think all of us in the clinic, we just, we celebrate along with these parents, because we just, our hearts break for them and our hearts are filled with joy for them on those moments. So I think being here for so long and seeing that there's so much more hope, and kids like Will are going to get on that school bus that we talked about.
Right.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be there when he's hopping on the bus to go to kindergarten. You're going to have a whole Jimmy Fund clinic lining up and cheering for you. Yeah, we're his biggest cheering section.
That was the first time I wrote, since we're talking about me here, the first time I wrote about Lisa and her mission in life. And we talked, and to be honest with you, that was in a different context. You said sometimes parents just want to get their kid on the bus. They don't know how long their kid will be around, and their goal is to get to first grade and to see the kid get on the bus with the other kids. And I think I was a slobbering mess while you were telling me this story, but it's changed. I mean, they don't want to just get Will on the bus. They want to get Will.
We want to get Will married.
Yes.
Married. We're going for the whole thing. Yeah. We want to.
He's got a good arm, too.
Sorry, throwing baseballs around your studio.
I think we know he's righty.
Yes, he's a righty.
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we want it all now.
Right.
We just don't want the bus. We want it all. We want to be celebrating graduations, weddings, everything. And, you know, we want them to come back to our survivor clinic, and we want to see them as beautiful adults making an impact in the world. So
what does the next few months look like?
So in about a week or two, he's going to get the port removed from his chest. That's where they administer the chemo and draw blood and all of that.
Right.
So that'll be a really nice kind of final step.
Sure.
And then we're on the every 3 month routine where we'll go back in and get him checked up and make sure everything looks good.
Great. You'll come back next year?
We'd love to.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We're definitely.
All
right, Jerry?
Will, will you come back next year?
Yes.
Maybe he's not righty. He just fired one left-handed.
That's true. Who knows?
There's still
hope. That's great.
He's amphibious.
Yeah. Could still have a pitching career.
That's the Holbrook family. Will, who has stolen the show, and his parents, who are great as well. We'll see you next year and continue. That's great. Congratulations again.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks
again,
for having us.
Sure, of course. Number's 877-738-1234. Jerry, this hour.
Ho. Did you hear about this, Lisa? Were you out there?
I heard attention? That Kirk has a friend.
Kirk has a friend, which is the big news of the day.
Which is really the biggest news, I would say.
And bigger news, a rich friend, a wealthy friend, and bigger yet, a very generous, wealthy friend of Kirk Menahan has pledged to match all donations.
He wants to stay on. That's fine.
In this hour, in this 8 o'clock hour. In this 8 o'clock hour, if you donate, Kirk's friend's going to match up to $100,000.
I love that.
It's insane. Insane.
It is insane.
He's just
what
one of these guys looking for tax deductions.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes.
And
yes,
I'm
he
sure
is.
He listened to Carly, and he listened to Max, and he listened, and he saw Will.
If I had an anonymous friend, you know what Kirk would do? He'd try to out him. He'd find his name, and he'd say, tell everyone.
What anonymous friend of yours is going to donate $100,000?
I would love to get one to donate like $100, but that's probably asking a lot.
Yeah, so there you go. So
how about returnables?
That's amazing.
Donate like 100 returnable bottles?
That could happen.
I know guys who could do that, but no. Kirk's friend's going to match all donations this hour up to 100 grand. So
pretty
call 877-738-1234. Lots of people waiting out there to answer the call, answer the phones, or text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25.
Okay, we'll be right back.